Chapter 18, Treasures in Old Chests.
Hello, you two. Come have breakfast,
Kar said as soon as me and Flower Sun came in the door. She was on her way from the kitchen with Gran's old blue teapot. It made me wish Gran were there, and part of the mission. I missed her. The group sat around the small table, the empty chests filled in for seats. Doc and Ocarina were looking through books at one end. Doc had his white gloves on. The books were old, like the ones in the Woodland Library. Ocarina spotted Flower Sun and began waving to her.
Bongo, thank you for listening to me this morning,
Flower Sun whispered to me.
Looks like I have some translating to do.
She headed toward Ocarina, still waving her over and standing on a chest. Kar and Dreamflyer sat at the other side of the table, inspecting a map. A crystal in each corner lit the map and stopped it from folding up. Dreamflyer knew more about maps than anybody. That was his serious side. He looked up at me, crossing his eyes and sticking out his blue tongue. That was his funny side that I loved. He could always make me laugh. Dobro was drawing plans for something. I sat down on the chest next to him. His head was buried in charts. His purple crystal flashed. He whistled, approving his sketches on the long paper. I punched him in the shoulder to get his attention. What are you working on? I asked him.
See those metal rods over there? I've put them on the floor like this diagram. Blazes, wish Gramps were here to help. I'm trying to think like him. Which rod goes where?
Dobro got up and headed back to the floor. He waved me over.
These rods fit together like this on some sort of frame. Kar says she's never seen any metal like this,
he whistled. His crystal became much brighter.
Got a burning idea,
he rushed back to the table. Still on the floor, I spotted the end of a rod under a pile of charts. I uncovered it. There was a symbol on this rod, maybe Silva. I put it with the other rods on the floor. The next moment, I heard a low hum. The metal rods began vibrating and ringing like strange music. Dobro's voice began to sound low and strange.
I think these pieces go.
He was moving in slow motion as he left the table. I looked up, and everything and everyone in the room also barely moved. The window curtains seemed to be stuck in midair. Ocarina and her busy tail stood still like a statue. Whoa, this is burning weird. I picked up the rod and moved it back away from the others. The hum faded away. The next second, everyone around the table looked busy again. Ocarina's tail twirled. The curtains moved like normal from the breeze coming in the window. Was this my imagination playing tricks? Or my stone? I wondered. I didn't want to distract Dobro about this nonsense. He was back on the floor studying more diagrams. I didn't tell him about what just happened in those few seconds. Hours went by fast as we all worked.
Okay, everyone. Kar stood and spoke. It's midday. Time for sharing what we found out so far. Doc, Ocarina and Flower Sun, you can start.
We all gathered back at the table. Doc cleared his throat and put his cracked glasses back on his large nose.
Well, the great Turquoia trees know the story of what happened to our forest long ago, and...
Wait until you hear this,
Ocarina interrupted and stood up on the chest. Her tail kept bumping Doc on the head. He frowned while he straightened his glasses. More than once. Flower Sun sat up tall and nodded, blinking her three large eyes out of sync.
Sorry, Doc. Go ahead.
Excited, Ocarina was now hovering in the air over her seat.
As I said, this story begins with a wicked storm and a secret portal.
While he spoke, Ocarina kept one hand over her mouth so she wouldn't interrupt him again.
The book says that long ago, a fierce storm took over the turquoise forest. Soon after, a portal opened up in the sky. hundreds of creatures came roaring through, riding sparks as fast as the wind. They were the red beetlekin from the Ruby Forest.
Monster sparks! My nightmare! I blurted out. I had a clear picture of Doc's words in my mind.
It seems,
Doc continued after giving me a frown,
beetlekin were hunting for stones buried under the roots of old-growth tequila trees. They burned and uprooted trees to get to the stones. Dragonfly-kin from the woodlands fled from their domos in the tiger trees. They went to the edges of the turquoise forest. The beetlekin left through the portal by controlling wind and changing its direction. It took hundreds and hundreds of years for the forest to heal and produce more stones.
The group was silent until Dreamflyer spoke.
In his dream flight last night, Bongo followed behind Monster Sparks through a portal. Bongo, tell us about what's on the other side.
I took a deep breath to help me think. That world on the other side is red. The sky, the trees, the ground. The air feels hot and heavy. It's hard to fly. The Monster Sparks were returning home. The wind changed direction away from the portal. I needed to turn around to fly back through. That meant beating against that wind. I looked over at Dreamflyer. If Dreamflyer hadn't thrown me a purple vine from this side and pulled me out, I wouldn't have escaped before the portal closed. No one spoke. Dreamflyer nodded at Carr. She stood to speak.
I'll go next. Dreamflyer and I found an old map of a forest in one of the chests. But it's not our forest. The map was folded up and stuck in a pocket inside a diary.
Amber's diary?
Ocarina interrupted.
No, it's not Amber's handwriting.
Carr took a deep breath.
The diary has two parts. The first is information about how to survive in the Ruby Forest. If you flip the book over and look at the pages back to front, you see sketches of plants and places, even beetlekin. Here is a map of the Ruby Forest,
Carr said, and pointed to the map on the table. Flower Sun and Ocarina began translating some of the symbols on the map. Doc's hands moved across the map. He and Dreamflyer were chatting about how big the Ruby Forest must be. I was listening, but mostly I wondered who drew the map.
Bongo, I need to show you the diary first.
Carr interrupted my thinking and handed the diary to me.
Do you recognize the handwriting?
I opened the cover and saw the words, The Ruby Forest. As I flipped through the pages, I did recognize the handwriting.